So recently we were listening about the concept of entering into Leela. So how does an individual know if it's like just some sort of mental samadhi or they have actually gone into the process of entering into Leela? Like, is there a clear demarcation point that occurs? Or
Thank you for your intelligent question. And all your questions are quite intelligent and well thought out. Yeah, there's different... Sometimes terms are used rather lightly, as if it's just like entering into Leela. I know this sounds very interesting and very attractive to give a seminar like that or to give some classes, entering Leela. But factually speaking, there are a couple points here. That, first of all, that Krishna's Leela is going on in the Aprakrita Dham. Aprakat and Prakat. Prakat means manifest, and Aprakat means not manifest. So we're not in Krishna's Leela. It's not visible to us. So his Leela is not manifest to our eyes. It's Aprakat. It's in the spiritual world. So how to enter Leela means we have to enter the Aprakat Dham. And you can only enter the Aprakat Dham or Krishna's Leela when you have prema. Our devotional progress, as you know, it goes to nishtha and ruchi, asakti, bhava, then prema. Then prema, we give up the body, we take birth in Bhoma Vrindavan, and we enter the Prakat Leela of Krishna in our Siddhadeya. Gopi Siddhadeya, Gopa, whatever. Gwal Gopi Siddhasarupa. Now before that, as a sadhaka, living in the earth planet, doing bhajan, striving for prema, if I want to enter Leela, still I have to come to prema. I have to have the experience, the qualities, the symptoms of a prema bhakta. Then I can enter Leela. I have the yogyata. I have the capability to see Krishna's Leela or see Krishna, the potential. And even at bhava and prema. So if someone says entering the Leela, how do you enter the Leela? Well, first come to the level of bhava. So if we are on the level of bhava bhakti or prema bhakti, then entering the Leela is not like turning the switch on whenever you want to turn on the AC, you turn it on or you turn it off. You can't turn on the Leela or turn it off. What you can do is you meditate as a sadhaka in Anartha Nivritti. If you're a Raghunuga Bhakta, even at the beginning of Anartha Nivritti, if you have that rag and that greed to worship Radha and Krishna like the Brijvasis, then you can follow Raghunuga Bhakti right from the beginning. So even a beginning devotee who is on the level of Anartha Nivritti, he's meditating on Leela. He reads some Leela, Madhyan Leela at Radhakund. And there's water splashing, there's jewelin, so many things. So then he closes his eyes, he's chanting japa, with japa or without japa, and he's trying to think. Meditating means he's thinking. But if you want it, so entering Leela means he's trying to think of it. He's just trying to think of it. Now actually seeing it or having some experience of it, that will come at the level of bhav or prema, and the acharya is to find that experience as spurti, vispurti, sakshat darshan. So spurti means a very deep and profound manifestation or visual seeing it. Spurti seems like you're actually seeing Krishna's Leela. You forget everything about your body and the time. That's why he says, Nidra hara vihara kadi vichato chatyanta dino chiyo. Radha Krishna gunasmatir madhuri ma sam mandena nandena samhuito. Vande rupa sanatana ruguyago sri jiva gopalako. The six Goswamis, they forgot about eating and sleeping because they were absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela. Smriti, Radha Krishna Gana Smriti Ramadhuri Ma. And the sweet memory, the sweet Leelas of Radha and Krishna, Astakali Leela, and they became some mohito. They became totally bewildered, totally forgetful of time and space and eating. So this is spurti and visporti. Then it's not like, oh, now from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, I'll try to enter Leela. Okay, turn on. Okay, start. Oh, enter Leela. Okay, now I. It's not exactly like that, and honestly speaking. So first of all, when one comes to the level of bhava, then he has some capability where he can, Krishna, we don't enter because if you say entering a leela, that implies you're saying, how do we enter the leela? Yes? That's what you mean to say. How do we enter the leela? But the actual phrase is, how does the leela enter us? Because this is how it happens. The finite cannot see the infinite. But if the infinite gives his anugraha, his compassion, then the infinite can show himself to the finite. The rickshaw wala in the ghetto, or in the poor part of the old Chandichok, he'll probably never see the prime minister. Because he's the supreme being and the living person in India. But if the minister decides, I want to go to Chandichok and meet a garib, a poor person, a rickshaw wala, then you can see the minister by his mercy. So we can see the finite can see the infinite by his mercy. So Krishna is infinite. We are finite. So our capacity enter to see Krishna is finite, means small, minuscule, atomic. So Leela is just as Ananta Rupam, Ananta Leelam. Ananta Gunam, Ananta Dhamam. Krishna has unlimited forms, unlimited leelas, unlimited pastimes, I mean qualities and places, abodes. So for the infinite holy Dham, the finite cannot enter the infinite Dham. The infinite Dham has to come down to us and reveal itself, and that's called spurti, means revelation. And vispurti means vishesh spurti, vishesh means with qualities, very qualified and very special vision. In Visporti, that vision, that, let's say, manifestation or revelation of Krishna's Leela, which is by his mercy or by his grace, is so intense that you feel like you can just touch it, but then you can't because it's a vision. Whereas in Sakshat Darshan, you can feel Krishna will touch you. He'll give you the ability to touch him or see him directly. Maybe embrace you. That's at the level of prema. But that, even when one is practicing meditation as an Artha Nivritti or Nishtha, whatever level Ruchi is on, then he's meditating on Leela or trying to think of Leela, he won't be able to really experience anything or have any real experience of absorption unless Krishna lets it happen. He enters us. So that's why I say entering a Leela, it's like, how does the Leela enter us? So it depends on our attitude, it depends on our sadhana. We have to do sadhana abhyas, we have to daily practice meditation, we have to pray, we have to have blessings of guru and sadhus for this practice, with their blessings on our head. Yes, you do like this. Dhyan karo, smaran karo. Do dhyan, do meditation, do smaran, do remember. Then we just do our work. And if we get some good day, like I heard one teacher, he said, sometimes you get a good day when you're meditating, where it feels very real and you feel like you're right there. And especially if you have your siddhasarup. I was meditating my siddhasarup as a mandri. I was seeing myself in the kunja. And then Radharani was so pleased with me that she gave the tambo from her mouth. And it seemed almost real. I could feel it. I felt like she was putting it in my hand or put it in my mouth, whatever. So this kind of experience, this will come from their side. I can't. Okay, now it's 6 to 7, entering Leela. If they want to show themselves, they can. That's why Krishna says in the Gita, Naham Prakashi Sarvasya Lokamaya Samamrita. This is in the 7th chapter, verse 25. So this is the verse 725 from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudoyam navijanati loko mam ajam avyayam. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, I am not manifest to everyone. Yoga maya samavrita. Avrita means covered. I am completely covered by my yoga maya, by Krishna's Yogamaya. Because Krishna has one potency, his Surup Shakti, his Yogamaya, but then when it acts in this world, it's Mahamaya. And it says, Muda Yam Navajanati, Loko Mam Ajavyam. So therefore, those that are mudas, those that are foolish, abhijana, janati, they cannot understand that I am ajam and avyam. So foolish people, they don't understand that I am ajam, means no janam, I have no birth, and I am inexhaustible, I'm eternal. So this means that Krishna, his lila or his form, they're not manifest. It's only manifest to the devotee by the mercy of Yoga Maya. So entering a lila is not in our hands. We don't enter the lila. Krishna's lila will enter into our memory or enter into our hearts, and Krishna will allow his pastimes to be visible or tangible or even smellable or feelable according to his own sweet will. We can't control Krishna. He's the supreme controller. And we can't control the appearance or manifestation of his lilas. We can't control the appearance or disappearance of his pastimes within our meditation. We do our meditation. Our Gurudev told us every day you sit as much as possible and you meditate on your Siddha Sarup and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and you pray and you try to visualize and you can say imagine. If we're imagining or visualizing or we're thinking, whatever, don't get confused by the word meditation. It's just another, it's a deep absorption without any distractions. It's a sadhana, it's a practice, just like all the other limbs of sadhana, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam. So vishnu smaranam means, of course, this verse about navaveda bhakti is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj was a Vishnu Bhakta. So he spoke this verse in seventh canto, Shravanam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Himalayam. So there he said Vishnu Smaranam, because he knew Vishnu, and Vishnu came in one form as Nisringadev to protect him, as we all know. But for us, Vishnu means Krishna, because the word Vishnu in Sanskrit means all-pervading. So Krishna is also all-pervading. For Radharani, Krishna is all-pervading. That's why Radharani's name is Krishnamayi. Krishnamayi Radharani ki?
Jai.
So Krishnamayi means, Mayi means covered with or pervaded by or saturated with Krishna. So she, inside, outside, Radharani is saturated with Krishna. Her thoughts are all Krishna. She's always thinking, Sham, 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 Sham. Sham kahan, Sham kahan. Sham, where are you? Sham, what do you want? Kya, everything, only Sham. And Acharyas say, it's in Govinda Lilamrita, and maybe 11th, Madhyan Lila, 11th chapter or so, says that Radharani is so much absorbed in thoughts of Sham that each of her thoughts takes the shape of one hair on her head. And her hair grows out of her head, Radharani's hair, it's bluish black in color. And it's wavy because of her moods of love, and or like they're waves and not flat. Sometimes she's calm, sometimes she's angry, like this man. So this waviness represents these different moods. So Radharani's hair, why does Radharani have this hair, this black hair? If some ladies, you can see in the sunlight, when the light hits their hair, it looks some red, black, but there's some red aura, some red glow above the hair. And some ladies is blue. So Radharani, her hair is sham blue, sham blackish in color. It's dark black, but has this bluish black color. And so the Acharyas, Krishna's Kaviraj says, why is Radharani's hair black? Because she's always thinking of Sham Sundar, Krishna. So this is Krishna Mayi. She's saturated with Krishna inside and out. So this verse is very applicable. Krishna says, I'm not visible to anyone. It's up to me. So the leelas are, all Krishna's leelas are going on by the Yogamaya Shakti, by the arrangement of Yogamaya. So Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Lokamaya Samamrita. Yogamaya Samamrita. So everyone, we're sadhakas, we're also covered by this illusion where we can't see Krishna's leela, we can't take part. Because if we see Krishna's leela and we enter and take part, then we're on the level of prema. then we can control Krishna. And that's like Radharani. So now we practice, and if Krishna is pleased with us, then I can say myself, I'm practicing every day since several years, many, many years, meditating on Siddha Sarup and pastimes, trying to do service. And many, many days, many, many months go by, and it's very nice, but it's not something deep and profound and where you get lost into it. Because we're not the doer. We're not the controller. Everything is coming from outside, by mercy. Back to the mercy point. So, and a few times in a year you'll have experience where you go for 40 minutes or an hour, you're just lost. You forget the time. Because now when we sit, we identify that I'm sitting, I'm a sadhaka, I'm Krishnadas or Radhadasi. I'm sitting here and I am meditating. I am trying to enter Leela, as you said, entering Leela. How do you enter Leela? So every day I'm doing that. And sometimes the Leela will say, now we'll enter you. So it's not that you can just turn it on, like we can, entering in a, japa, we can pick out the beads and we start chanting, Hare Krishna, okay, now we're there, we're with the holy name, we're hearing the holy name, Krishna is his holy name. But Leela is the name and the nam and form, Krishna's name and form and qualities and pastimes, everything and prema all together in one is Leela. That's the topmost meditation. That's the topmost experience of Krishna. So it's very difficult and not easily accessed and easily experienced. It's easy to, we go out on Harinam. We went out sometimes together, you and I. And we did Harinam and the Kartik and we were in bliss. We were enjoying the holy name. Because the holy name, even a new bhakta, a non-initiated old lady like her, old man like me, we feel happy chanting holy name. Instant, we have instant entrance. We enter Krishna's name instantly. That's why he says, that's what we say, achintya beta beta tattva. Everything is simultaneously one and different. So we say there's no difference between Krishna's name and his form. Binatvam namanamano. There's that verse. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitani Rasa Vigra Purna Shudo Nitya Mukta Binatvam Namanamano. You've heard this verse before. The name is Chintamani Dham. It will fulfill all your chinta. Chintamani means a thought jewel, a thought gem. Chinta means thinking. All your thoughts, all your aspirations, all your desires. Chintamani Nam. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitani Rasa Vigra Purna Shudo Nitya Mukta Binatvam. Binatvam Namanamano. Binatvam namanamano. There's no difference between your name and you who are named by this name. The name, you and the name are the same. Like Prabhupada used the analogy, anything material, the name of something material and the experience are different. So when a material name, water. So if you can, Prabhupada said you can chant water, water, water all day and you won't experience water, rather the taste of water or the satisfaction drinking water, rather you'll feel thirsty. Water, 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 water. Oh, where's the water? Where's the water? Well, you say Krishna, 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 Krishna. You won't have to say, where's Krishna? Where's the Krishna? You'll be experiencing it within minutes. So there's not much covering. There's not much yogamaya on the holy name. So it says, this verse says, binatvam namanamano. There's no difference between the name and that which is named. Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's form is Krishna. Krishna's dham is Krishna. It's all Krishna. However, then our books also say, but there's a difference. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna is not different from his name, but the name is different. Why? Because the name gives special mercy. There's a difference between Krishna's name. The Krishna the person and Krishna's name are different. So they're one. So that's why we say our philosophy is one and different. Yes, Krishna is not different from his name. But yes, Krishna is different. Because Krishna's name is more merciful than Krishna the person. So it's like, well, wait a minute. So that's why we say it's one and different. Yes, Krishna and Krishna's form and his name are the same. But of the two, it's one and it's also different because the name is more merciful than the form. So we can experience, we can enter the name of Krishna and Harinam or Japa and experience happiness with a short time. But now entering Leela, heavy covering of Yogamaya. Because Yogamaya, if Yogamaya, only Yogamaya, when Yogamaya recedes or the curtain of Yogamaya opens, then you can see Radha and Krishna. And what you're saying, enter the Leela. So we have, man proposes, God disposes. So every day we practice, we try to meditate, then it doesn't come like a steady stream. It's just a practice, daily practice. Because we know, I'm not a Bhava Bhakta, I'm not a Premi Bhakta. So when you're a Premi Bhakta and a Bhava Bhakta, you may spend days. There's a story in the biography of Srinivasacharya, the famous Srinivas, Ramchandra Srinivasacharya. And he lived around the time of Jiva Goswami, because Srinivas, Shamananda, you know, they were sent out with the books, Shamananda, Srinivas, and Narottam. Jiva Goswami, they knew Jiva Goswami, they studied with him, and he sent them west preaching. So Srinivasacharya is one of those great souls, Acharya Prabhu. So he wrote the song, Six Goswami Prayers. So once he was a grihastha, he had two wives, Srinivasacharya. He's a guru also, big guru, Acharya. So he was meditating on Leela, and he was in his Sakhi Sarup, his Mandri Sarup. He was meditating in Radha Krishna's Madhyan Leela Radhakund. And when Radharani came out of Radhakund from bathing, then Srinivas in his Mandri form, which maybe, I don't know, I think it's Mani Mandri or whatever the name is, I can't remember. She said, "Oh, Radharani, I fastened those ankle bells on your feet this morning, and I know exactly everything about these ankle bells. Because I arranged to get them made by Tankan. Tankan is the goldsmith. Radharani has her private jeweler that makes all her jewelry. So this Mandri arranged to have these ankle bells. So I know very much about these bells. And I see that one is missing. When you were splashing water in the Radhakund with Krishna, Jalkeli, then one bell came off. So now I want to find that." So she says, "All right, Karo. Karo, go ahead, do it." So then she, in her meditation, she dove in Radhakund looking for this one golden ankle bell that fell off. So he's just like sitting like this in his temple room. 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. And his wives came and saw, "Oh, Prabhu, I mean, what's happening? He's not moving." And, "Oh, he must be meditating." Then all till the late at night. Then they got worried, and then they said, "Oh," till the next morning he was just sitting there, totally silent, totally absorbed in the samadhi of Leela meditation. He completely entered the Leela. This is entering the Leela. And then they got so scared. The next morning they called for Ramchandra. Ramchandra, maybe Kaviraj or whatever, because they best friends, Srinivas and Ramchandra. Ramchandra Kaviraj. So they called and said, "Listen, Srinivasacharya, our husband has been meditating for 12 hours, just sitting in one place. We're afraid, is he alive?" So he went and put some cotton by his nose. "Oh no, he's breathing, he's alive. I think he's in meditation. Let me go and find out. I'll meditate. So then Ramchandra Kaviraj sat next to Srinivasacharya, and he meditated, and he tuned in on his, you know, on his geo system, you know, on his, he kind of, you know, found out where he is. Where is he? Oh, he's in Madhyan Leela, because he can be in any Leela. And so then he and his Mandri Sarup, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he joined Srinivas. He said, What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm trying to find this ankle bell." So they both were diving and diving and diving, looking all around through the mud of Radhakund, trying to find Radharani's missing and lost ankle bell. So then he's gone. So now both of them are sitting here. 3 days. 3 days for Srinivas and 2 days for Ramchandra Kaviraj. They were both just meditating. That's called entering the Leela. Because they're Premi Bhaktas. So it's when you say how to enter the Leela, that's a very broad practice and a broad experience. In summary, it's very difficult. And I changed the whole phrase to how do we enter the Leela? It's how does the Leela enter us? So the Leela enters us on Krishna's own sweet will. When he allows, because that's what he says, I show myself. I'm not manifest to all. Naham prakashya sarvasya. So all means us also. We're sadhakas. He's not manifest. We're doing meditation and we're trying. So it's all the things you said. Meditation, we're trying to meditate in Leela. It involves visualization and it involves, you're trying to see it, trying to experience it. And then we try, then if the infinite reciprocates, then we have a quote-unquote amazing day. All of us in our regular lives, we live our lives, and sometimes we have really amazing days, really extraordinary days, meet many amazing people or see many places. And those are very few. And in a whole year, life is just the usual eating and sleeping. And so then, but we can remember, we're just carrying, humdrum life is going on. We're just carrying on day by day. But then sometimes on a special day, we meet some great sadhu, we go someplace. So the same thing with Leela Smaran, we call Leela Smaran, which you translate as entering the Leela. Remembering the Leela, trying to remember the Leela and do seva there. Not just enter as an observer, but enter as a sevite. Because I don't know how exactly you heard some classes on this idea, how it was presented. But from the Raghunuga Bhakti consideration, because if you knock on my door and I say, what do you want? Say, I want to live in your house and just enjoy living in your house because you're really a rich guy. You know, I heard you have a big color TV set and you eat really good food here. I just want to live here. Give me a room and let me just live here and enjoy it over here. I won't bother you. I'll just keep real quiet. I'll just see I'll look at what you're doing. I'll watch you and stuff. But I won't bother you. You say, no, I maybe not. I don't think so. I don't think I want you to come live in my house or be with me. Or I don't want to show you any of my life or what I'm doing over here. But now another guy knocks on the door. He said, what do you want? I want to serve you. I just want any kind of service I can do. Because I know you do so many things. And so I'm sure there's so many services I can do. I won't disturb you. I won't bother you. I'll just be around and I'll be just fully engaged in service all the time. So then the master says, so what services you'll do? He says, so I'll do everything, anything. I see what's available. I'll do whatever service is needed. I will do it. I will keep engaged, I promise. Okay, I like your attitude. I like your approach. So you come, you stay. So then, you know, you wake up and you throw your sheets and blankets off in the winter, and you go and take a bath, and you go to work. And so then this servant who's living there, I should make the bed nice. I'll remake the bed and nice, and, you know, I'll put the pillow out in the sun, let the pillow get some nice sun rays and get it nice, fresh, and different things. So now the master comes back and says, oh, made the bed nice and so fresh, and many things going on. So now the master will be very happy. So that's the same thing with Leela. When you take some Leela of Krishna, you don't just read it or read about it and think about it like some observer. Oh, Radharani said this and Krishna did this and Radharani did that. But that's why when we identify with the Sarup, that I'm there in my spiritual form and I'm doing seva. So naturally, if you're approaching Krishna's Leela as a servant, as a dasi, it's called kinkari or dasi, then Krishna will be more inclined to reveal or open his Leela, remove his covering. Now we're covered by the Mahamaya, so we can't see Krishna. So when Krishna removes the Mahamaya, then he surrounds us with Yogamaya. Yogamaya samanvrita. Samanvrita means covered. Now we're covered by Mahamaya. It's just like a whole covering, like being inside a bubble or something. You imagine just a big white, opaque, you know, ball with a hole in the bottom. You put it on your head and you just look around and you just see white everywhere. We can't really see. You know, you save a big plastic piece of plastic and like a big hole in like a lampshade or something, a big one. You put it over your head, you look all around, just, you know, opaque. Light is coming, but you can't see through it. So this is the Mahamaya. So when Krishna moves that, then he surrounds us. Yogamaya samanvrita. Avrita means to cover. So when he completely covers us with Yogamaya, then we can see the Leela. So we're taught here to identify as a kinkri, as a dasi of Radharani, and then first you identify as your form, as a spiritual Satchidananda form, your siddha sarup, as a sakhi mandri, a kinkri dasi of Radharani, and then you open and you read a lila or hear, listen on a tape or whatever, meditate, try to think of the lilas, think of the lilas and what service you're doing, how you're serving Radharani, and trying to give pleasure and happiness to her and Krishna in each and every lila that you meditate on. Then the lilas will be, the Krishna will be more inclined to open up those lilas and let us experience them. So this is what I can say about entering a lila.